Hare Krishna. This is Kishore Mataji, and she's a senior Srila Prabhupada disciple who cooked for Srila Prabhupada here in Vrindavan, as well as in Mumbai in the early 70s. Hare Krishna. She has wonderful realizations, wonderful relationship with Srila Prabhupada.
So thank you very much to have come again to be my and thank you to you to have come and to you, my dear friend from Jaipur and Pushkar. So okay, I will start from a little story. Is fun. So as you see in Srila Prabhupada darshan room, there is a big cheminée. Okay. Actually, this is my grandfather's cheminée. Well, this happened that my grandfather was a very, very big decorator in France, the most famous at that time. And he was doing cheminée, especially, his specialty. So I told Surabhi that we cannot do Srila Prabhupada room without cheminée. It's not possible. So he did not want. He said, what is the use? And I said, well, in the winter, Srila Prabhupada will be very happy. When it will be cold, we will make a fire and we will be, it will be warm. So I insisted. Then he made that cheminée and I was telling him it had to be very big. So when the room was finished, Srila Prabhupada came. He entered the room and the first thing he saw was this big cheminée. And he opened his eyes like this, and he said, oh, Surabhi, you have put my kitchen in my darshan room? So then I was in the back of Surabhi, and I was pushing him, telling him what we will do. So Surabhi said, Srila Prabhupada, in the winter, when it is very cold, we will light a fire and you will feel very warm. And Prabhupada said, no, Vaishnav never burns wood to keep warm. They put a shader. So Surabhi turned to me very furious and I went away. So that's why he's such a big cheminée who was never useful. It's a monument there. Well, I hope my grandfather got some benefit for it. Okay. No, I can't read. So, okay, do you like to hear the when Krishna is very hungry? Like I told, yeah, you don't mind? I tell this because I never heard. Okay, so we had two presidents in Vrindavan. So at that time, two headaches. So, Srila Prabhupada asked me to cook for the deities, and I was given three plates, and I used to enter the kitchen, and in the morning, and in the evening, there was nothing left of boga. So, then one of the presidents became upset. He said, this temple have no much money. Why are you cooking so much? So I told him, I have to give three plates, and I see what you are eating, I cannot give less to Krishna. So then he came back the next day. And
I'm glad she likes me because I annoy her.
You know what? Because all the people out there want to hear it.
Okay.
So that president said to me, now you are going to stop to be a sentimental woman, of course, and Krishna is not eating. He has no stomach. He is looking. So I was thinking, okay, maybe he has no stomach, but Prabhupada told me to cook. It's not for a joke. So I told him again, I have to do what Prabhupada told me, to cook. So then the next day again, the pujari got the order to cut off my preparations, you know, like I put alvar in little katori. And he was cutting off before to go to the altar. So I was getting really upset. Then the next day, that president came again. And he said, when you will advance spiritually, you will give a dry chapati to Krishna with salt, like Sanatan Goswami. I had become very confused. So, and I wanted to punch him actually with my big spoon, you know. But I got some education, so I did not. And at night I was actually very disturbed. I was crying. It was a big problem. And it was so difficult to cook at that time. I had to light wood fire and I had prickle heat everywhere. So I put a mosquito net on me with two big holes. So I was thinking I will not feel the heat when I go near the fire. Because I had to cook the breakfast, the lunch, the 4 o'clock offering, the 6 o'clock and the 9 o'clock. So then Srila Prabhupada arrived and he told Brahmananda Swami, please Brahmananda, you give me what Kishore cooked for the deities today. So Brahmananda came and he said to me again, don't put too much on Srila Prabhupada's plate because his stomach is fragile. And so still I put like 4 big paratas, big sabji, as much as I could. So he went with the plate to offer it to Srila Prabhupada. Then I was starting to cook for the noon offering. And then he came back. And he told me, you should never cook as much as this for him. Because he hates everything. I was continually telling him, don't eat Srila Prabhupada. You stop your pain in your stomach. It would be difficult, but Srila Prabhupada would not listen. And he was eating and eating. And he finished all, you see. And then he went like this on his chair and he said, Brahmananda, what could I do? It was too good. I could not help her. She cooks too good. What could I do? So I was very, very happy. So happy. Then it was a long day. Then the second president, I think those presidents, they just was there to increase the mood of service of the devotees in a sarcastic way. So then that president, he started to say, so, from today, no more service for the devotees. He said, I'm going to hire people. It would be more easy. Devotees, actually, they get sick, they get this. So it would be more easy. We will hire people, and devotees don't do any more devotional service. I felt like a knife, you know. And when I felt like a knife, today I'm thinking maybe I had a little heart attack. I never had after, but it was strong. Because suddenly he was taking away the only thing we own. We gave up everything. Our friends, family, sometimes children, working so hard all day, no question of salary, and we love what we was doing. We completely was in love with our service, and we Srila Prabhupada, and he was just taking it away and giving it to people who just wanted some money. So that was very difficult to understand. And then Krishna was very kind. He sent a brahmachari. Srila Prabhupada sent a brahmachari at that moment where I felt that pain. And that brahmachari said, Kishore, come. Srila Prabhupada is calling you. He wants to see you immediately. I was a very simple girl at that time. And when I came in Srila Prabhupada's room, it was very hot season. And it was, I remember, the curtain was closed, and it was a little dark, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting like this, very beautiful, and his hand like this, and I was so happy that he called me. And I was paying my obeisances to him, and I just get back on my knee, and I give the details because it's so sweet. And Srila Prabhupada told me immediately, Kishore, I don't like these things of hiring people, paying them. And then, being very simple, I thought, wow, Krishna has been telling to Srila Prabhupada what was going on in that room. They are connected like this. And I look at Srila Prabhupada and I say to him, it's a miracle, Srila Prabhupada. It's a miracle. Because you understand, I was not thinking at that time that already he had heard from the big man and all that, this kind of thing. I saw that Krishna was telling him directly. So Prabhupada said, miracle? What miracle? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And Srila Prabhupada, it's incredible that you came so fast, because I am in so much trouble in Krishna's kitchen. Then Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada said, what kind of trouble? So I told him everything that I was telling you before, that Krishna has no stomach, doesn't eat, and I'm just sentimental. Then I told Srila Prabhupada, you know, Srila Prabhupada, I know there is no much money in this temple, but Krishna is so rich, and I know that if I give him everything, which is in the kitchen, then the next day, kitchen will be filled up again with everything. But then, I said, but Srila Prabhupada, I am not giving him everything so he gives me back. Not at all. I just give it to him, much as possible, so he's eating nicely. Then Srila Prabhupada, he was like this, no. And in the hair like this, yes, and with a smile up to here, yes, Kishore. This is the way to cook for Krishna. so I felt, and I thought that something was went in my mind very fast. And I thought, wow, actually he's always with Krishna. I am not, I've never seen him, I don't know. So this is the time now to ask him to take advantage and to ask him really, how can I improve? And how, what can I, he knows what Krishna likes. I don't know actually. So you remember that there was cutting the little cutlery like this of rice. It's just a little thing. And I say, Srila Prabhupada, so please tell me, how should I cook for Krishna actually? Then Srila Prabhupada, he stand up next to me and he went like this. He said, you cook for Krishna. So Krishna have no stomach, huh? Doesn't eat. But he said to me, I never accept that, but he said, you cook for Krishna like you would cook for a very young man who is very hungry. So I was amazed. And he said, and you put rice like this, like a mountain. And then and I said, and what? More? And then he increased everything by four. Four types of sweet samosa, four types of salty samosa, vada, puris, chapatis, paratha. So then, and then he said, and you give. So I was given three plates. The president was not happy with me. Three plates. Then Prabhupada said, you give 10 plates now. Everyone a plate. I thought, my God. And then Srila Prabhupada told me, can you help me, please? Can you cook for the restaurant? I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. Can you cook for the devotees? Oh, yes, Srila Prabhupada. And can you cook for the deities? Oh, yes, Srila Prabhupada. And for me? Yes, Srila Prabhupada. So, when I came out, I was going like this to not see the president. So that was one of the nicest days of my life. Thank you. Yeah, it's a nice, sweet story also of a very, very special afternoon. Very slow afternoon. And Gurudas, I was happy to see that he wrote in his book that he was thinking that this afternoon will never end, because I was feeling the same. So, like I was telling you, I think yesterday, every afternoon I will sit on the wall. And I would like to go inside the wall, if I could. Because I was thinking, I don't want Srila Prabhupada to see me. So he don't tell me to go out. But actually, we never talk about, but every afternoon I was there. And he never told me to go out. So that afternoon, I had my little girl with me. She was four, about. And came two Babajis of his friends. One was Krishnadas Babaji. He was small. And then this little dhoti, I don't know, little cloth, white. And another one who was taller, and I can't remember the name. Then they sit down and they start to talk. And they was laughing and joking, very... You don't have that food. No? It's hard for you. No, it's okay. So, so then, at one moment, Srila Prabhupada called Bhakti Kishore. he had named her that way. He said she would be named after you. He wrote to me a letter when she was born, and he said how he was happy that a new Vaishnava had come to this world. I never told him. Someone must have told him, and he sent me a letter when the Prabhupada was very attentionate. So Srila Prabhupada called my little girl, and he put her on his lap. He was sitting there. Yeah. He put her on his lap, and the two Babajis were about like this. And I was in a wall. So,
get it close.
Again. So, then he put her on his lap, and he started to go like this. So he was going like this and talking to her. So they started to joke to him in Bengali, and I could understand that they were telling, "Oh, Maya, what you doing like this?" And then Srila Prabhupada, this beautiful finger like this, he put it in the ear of my daughter, and he was going like this, very, and she was going, "Wow," like this. And the two Babajis, they started really to tell Prabhupada, you know, "What are you doing? This is Maya." So Srila Prabhupada, he sit up my daughter, whispering in his ear. So she stand up, and she goes to the two Babaji. She fix one, and she put his arm around his neck, put her arm around his neck, and go like this to him. So the other Babaji, he started to laugh so much. And Srila Prabhupada also, and they laugh. I thought he was going to roll on the ground. And the other one was like this, and he didn't say anything. So Srila Prabhupada called my daughter again, and he goes like this. Then she came back, and immediately she jumped on the other one and grabbed his neck like this and go like this. And then the other one started to laugh, and this, and Gurdas was coming. Hearing all this laughing, what's happening? And the whole afternoon was like this. They were just joking, and the little girl was going from one to another. And for a few hours, actually. So it was very, very sweet afternoon. And, okay. Whenever you was going to Srila Prabhupada, for something you will increase your service, always.
Initiation?
Okay. So I just finished that. So there was Ananda Baba. He was a cook of one of the cooks of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And he was very old. But he looked like a young boy, his face, always smiling. He had also just a little cloth. And he had always his big bag. And when I heard that he was cooking for the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, I thought, wow, I have to cook with him. But that was not easy, actually. So I was just arriving in Vrindavan, and I was a still new devotee. So I didn't know Babaji, all this. So I approached him very close, and I said, "Me cooking with you?" And he went, "Mataji!" I did not understand what's happening. So I come back and I say, me, cooking. Good cook. This is you. Nene, Mataji. He said, and he said, I was amazed because he said to me, I am in very bad English. He said to me, I am Surabi's wife. He said he was the wife of my husband. I said, what is this? I'm cooking for him. I'm cooking for everyone. You go Yamuna, Mata. Go Yamuna. But I decided that I would cook with him. So I thought the best way is to sit, say nothing, and just watch him from far at the border of the kitchen. It was an open kitchen. So almost 1 month I did like this. Every morning. At that time I was not cooking for Prabhupada. Yamuna was there. I was washing his dishes and pot. So I was staying, and one day, and he was always saying, Yamuna, wife, so Rabbi. But one day, he threw some leaf plate to me, he threw like this. And he told me, Pani. I was so happy, so I had to wash the plate, and he told me I can put them. Wow, I was so happy. And then after a few days, I was sitting next to him, cooking. And he was teaching me that way. And so we became very, very good he was my, guru for me, but we became close. So we started to do things together that we should not do. Like, devotees didn't want we give to beggars. So he was always laughing. He was so young, and he was more than 80. And so he was taking things, and when beggars come, he was looking and he was pushing me to go to give to the beggars, and looking that devotees doesn't see. But still, some devotees saw it. So they went to Srila Prabhupada and they said, you know, Ananda Baba and Kishori, they are giving to the beggars. So they try to do that, we don't see it because we've forbidden it, but still they do it. So Srila Prabhupada said, so you are so rich, why don't you give to them? So from tomorrow, you are going to give Ketri on the old Shatikara road to all the beggars who come. So that we started the distribution of the Ketri. So she wanted me to tell my initiation. So it was in Amsterdam. And when I joined, I was very lucky because there was one brahmachari, Dhananjaya Prabhu, maybe you know him, married to Balagopala later. At that time he was brahmachari. And so I was his first bhaktin. And it was first in an apartment, and then we moved into old garage, but the worst place. But actually we had no money, nothing. We had a pile of clothes. We take clothes from that, and so we was dressed very strangely. One brahmachari, he always take the hat with a big pom-pom, pink and white, to go in Arinam of my baby. And some had long coat like this. We had two shoes different, socks different, sometimes no socks, ice cold. Every day he would take us in arena. And he only talking about Srila Prabhupada all the time. So he was very contagious. So we began to know Srila Prabhupada more than know him, to serve him and be with him through his love for Prabhupada. So it's very important, actually. Every moment, Prabhupada, and he actually had told me that Srila Prabhupada was preaching to me. I was the first girl, and it was two other hippies who had come. And we knew each other, actually. And they would come like this, and they would shave their head, but they are no sika. Before to come, they shave their head. And so he had told me that Srila Prabhupada had come from another world. Dhananjaya told me. So, and he was sitting me down with a japa, and that was the most horrible thing, because he told me 108 and 16, and I didn't like numbers. And I thought that I would never be able to chant. It would be the end of my life before I chant 108 times and 16 times. Well, I was trying. And I came to a picture of Srila Prabhupada on the wall. And then I saw him with a Brijbasi hat. And really, you know, the American pilot, they have the kind of same hat in leather and brown. And I thought, yes, it's true. Prabhupada came from another world. He still has his aviator hat on his head. Wow! It's just from a different color, because it's from there. So, but I am not the only one to have been like this. I was a little more, maybe, but... So then, I was many months serving, cooking for hundreds of devotees. And then it came the serious time to be initiated. So they asked me to make flags and banderoles, I don't know what to say, to go to London for the Ratha Yatra. So I went in Amsterdam to the hippie places where they put heavy music and everything. And I put some advertisement. Please, if someone have a sewing machine, come to meet me. You know, at that time we are very familiar, even if we don't know somebody. We use always to say peace and love and like that, whenever we meet. So we knew everyone, even if we never meet. So I say, if you have a sewing machine, please come to the Hare Krishna temple, because it's Lord Jagannath Ratha Yatra, and I need to do banners. And so a few days later, one girl came. She was from New Zealand, and she had worked very hard to save some money to go around the world with her two cousins. And she had some family in Amsterdam, an auntie or something like that. So she came, and she said, I'm going to help you. She was very jolly. Her name was Vivian. So I thought, she should never leave. She have to... You know, everyone who came to the temple, it was only the thing that he should not go. Once he come in, he cannot leave. And myself, I used to cook, so I used to give prasadam so that they cannot move anymore. No, but really? I tell you, of two boys. Haribolananda and the husband of Nikunjavasini. And he was, Nikunjavasini, when he died of cancer. And Nikunjavasini, she came to meet me, and she said, before he died, he was remembering when he came and how much you feed you. So I hope he, of course he's in Krishna Loka, so good for me. So they, okay, I jumped to another story, but doesn't matter. Those two came, and very skinny hippies, all the hippies were skinny. They don't have money to eat, and they have only money to smoke. So they came, and I gave them some prasadam. They sit, and such a big plate that they are not used to it. So they are like that, those two. Then I said, "Don't worry, keep easy, no problem." And we have a nice ceremony now. So I was making aarti for the 4 o'clock for the Jagannath. And after that, I rush in the kitchen and I bring them 2 more plates. So they eat, and then they cannot move less. Even. I said, doesn't matter. You know, we have a very nice place upstairs, but that was just a ladder and a little mezzanine for the brahmachari, and you can't even stand up. I said, you will feel very comfortable there. You take rest. So, and I will ring the bell when it's time to come down. So when they came down, I was there with a plate of prasadam. So they take and they go to sit down like this. They could not talk. And then he came late, and I said, it's very cold outside. So you sleep with us tonight. It's no problem. So they never left. And they become Haribolananda, and they carve out the deities later, and like this. So to come back to this Vivian. Vivian. Huh?
Who was the second one?
I can't remember his name. The husband of Nikunjavasini. I can't remember the name. Yeah. And they're still devotees, huh? And No. So this Vivian, so I thought she should never leave, of course. So we just get the Krishna book, and my English was so bad, and still I read to her wherever she goes, whatever she does, I read to her the Krishna book. And well, I always say that thing, but it's not very nice, but just to show you how we really wanted the souls who was coming. We see them as souls, lost souls, to give them to Krishna. Then we turn and we do another one, we take another one. And no quota, we don't say we have done this and that. Just, it was a close relation between Krishna and Earth preaching. So when she used to go to the toilet, I used to tell her, leave the door a little bit open so I can read Krishna book to you. So it was offensive, but Krishna, I think, forgive us, because we don't know anything about good etiquette, Vaishnav etiquette, nothing. But we know that we had to bring back the souls to Krishna. It was very important. And then Srila Prabhupada will come. So, even at night, I will not stop to read book before she finally sleep. So the days went by, and I told her, in 1 week, I am going to be initiated. So, look, I am waiting now for so many months. You can have it in 1 week. Can you imagine the chance you have? So finally, she was convinced. So she left everything. Everything. Family, everything. She said, okay, tomorrow I go with you and I get initiated. So I was very, very happy. And I wanted to exchange some anxiety that I had. I told her, you know, you have to understand that when we're going to be initiated, Srila Prabhupada is going to tell us what we are in Krishna Loka. And we can be any kind of things in Krishna Loka. You know, we can be a grass, we can be a cow, we can be a vegetable. And me, I was very much in anxiety that I'd be a vegetable. And I was praying to Krishna, and especially not a cauliflower. So, well, we were very innocent. We don't understand. We understand, but we don't. So, I told her, I said, what you want to be, do you know it? Have you been thinking? She said, oh yes, I want to be a cow for Krishna. Really, a cow? I said, yes, this is true. She wants to be a cow, so I can be a cauliflower. No. So I said, you're sure you want to be a cow, an animal? I know they are very dear to Krishna, but she said, yes, yes, I want to be a cow for Krishna. I said, but I really want to be a gopi for Krishna. But how we can do that? Prabhupada recognizes us. So then when we arrived to the temple. Actually, Swabi was not devotee yet. He didn't want. He accepted a bit Bhagavad Gita. Because I was very sick when I came to the temple. Actually, a doctor said I was going to die. So, but I came to the temple. They treated me. They did everything. And in 1 week, I was running everywhere, doing more than before, and cooking for hundreds of hippies. And Surabhi, he saw it like a miracle or something like that. He could not, and he wrote a letter to my parents, which I have. So he started to take it a little more seriously, and his brothers too, two brothers. Because they had not been accepted in the temple because there was three of them saying that they are God. They are more than, many hippies was thinking they was God, like that. So the devotees was very nervous about that. So then I told him, come to the initiation. He could not get in the truck. It was his truck, actually. It was our truck. He could not. There was no space. And I wanted to jump out the truck to stay with him and to go another way. But devotees pulled me. And I was telling him, you come, you run. You swim, you cross the sea, swimming, anything, but you come to see Srila Prabhupada. He's not a person of this world, you will see. And he started to read Bhagavad Gita. So then he joined us in London, he made his way, he joined us. And he had given all his money for the petrol, actually. And he was starting to do some service. So we arrived, and the day of initiation in the morning, Srila Prabhupada was on his Vyasasan, and all of us had different vision of Srila Prabhupada, transcendental. We saw him transcendental. We didn't know what it was. So myself, I was looking at him. He was playing kartas. And what I remember, I saw that he was extremely strong, very, very strong. But I saw another side, that he was very, very small. And it was something to do with his relation with Krishna. So his abandon to Krishna, his love with Krishna. And then I look at Surabhi to see if he was saying the same. He was standing straight like this. He was a very proud person. And I saw that tears was pouring out of his eyes. And I was always praying to Krishna, please Krishna, do something. He has like an iron door in him. He cannot open. And I saw he was pouring tears. And he looked at me and he go down and said, yes, you are right. This person is not from this world. So it was like a change of heart, just by Prabhupada, darshan. So then I said to Swami, okay, so now the darshan was finished. I said, this afternoon, I'm getting initiated, and I have to be dressed in a way that Srila Prabhupada knows who I am. So come to the Indian market, and we're going to get all the things that I need to look like a gopi. I'm sorry. So, I had told my friend, Vivian, that you find some ribbons, because we had seen in the, somewhere that cows had ribbons. So I said, you make two bread and you put a lot of ribbons. So Srila Prabhupada can understand who you are. So, but it was very serious. We wanted to help him. No, but it was so sincere, you can't imagine. So I took my husband to the market, and he had no money. He had given everything to devotees, very little. So we could get only the cheapest of the cheapest. So very clinging, how do you say?
Clinging.
Kitsch. Uh-huh. Shining, everything. And I wanted it like this, actually. So it was like a red, bright and green sari, full of big sequins, but very cheap. And then something here, two things here, one here, bell like this, ears like this, and some chain, and then this, everything. And bangles up to here, and belt, but the ankle belt. I wanted them to make big noise. So do you know, like for the dancers, like Katak, big noise. So came the time for the initiation. So. And I forget to tell you that I was expecting a baby. And advent. So, and of course flowers and all the things, you know, dot. So, Srila Prabhupada called my friend first. Nobody had ever heard what we said. It was in our little broom cupboard room. And nobody I heard. Nothing. That's real. Nobody. So then Srila Prabhupada called her and he said, your name is Surabhi Devi Dasi, eternal cow for Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. This. Then she came back to me. Srila Prabhupada was there. It was a small temple room in very place. She came back to me and she started to jump with his ribbons. Like she said, I'm a cow. I'm a cow for Krishna. She got so happy. But then Srila Prabhupada called me. And I was standing and Srila Prabhupada said, Your name is Kishori Devi Dasi, eternal gopi, eternal servant of Srimati Radharani in Goloka Vrindavan. I almost fainted. So in my book I will ask him, I will tell him all the shopping, everything that I wanted him to help him. To you know, that book I told you I will write, so I will tell him these things, because he doesn't know what I was feeling and like that. Okay. So, Krishna, I had a hard
time.
Yeah, and installation. Yeah. Okay, you want to? One time we was doing morning. We was doing the morning walk, and we was starting. And I was just close to Srila Prabhupada, little back. And one devotee was next to him, and he came. Donkeys with big
bundles.
So the donkey, he came like this and push out the brahmachari. So the brahmachari jumped in the air. So I could not help myself. I laughed. But then the second donkey came and pushed me. And Srila Prabhupada stopped and he was laughing and laughing. I think I told it. There was one, like I was telling you the story of the cows yesterday and all that. So I was always worried that one girl devotee come and take my place. I was very possessive. So I was always feeling I am nobody, you know. I was wondering, so I was always scared. So one time came the wife of Ansaduta, Emavati. And she was 2 times tall as me, and she was very together and strong and everything. So she came at the door in the kitchen, and then the sentence came. She said, so, and she was the wife of a GVC. So the sentence came. So Kishori, tomorrow morning, you are not anymore in this kitchen. I am going to take over. But as small as I was so attached to my service that Krishna gave me something clever in my mind. I said to her, instead of crying or panic or something, I just said to her, yes, Prabhu, it's all right. But before to not be there tomorrow morning, I have to ask Srila Prabhupada to leave his kitchen. So then that way I was safe. So I asked Srila Prabhupada, she said, no, 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 you stay with me, you stay in my kitchen, like this. So she was very big, I was very small, but the wife of Ansaduta. I remember she was living by Bagaji, strong lady. So Prabhupada saved me that day. He saved my service. And I get what?
Yes. Hemavati, okay. Something
about him. Yeah, do you know that Srila Prabhupada actually Srila Prabhupada, Gunanava and Surabhi, and made kurtas with Ma mantra on it. And they wanted to produce this, to send. So when Srila Prabhupada came, they offered to him one of these kurta with Ma mantra.
What is it?
Kurta with Ma mantra on it.
Oh, Maha
written,
okay.
Yes. And Srila Prabhupada refused it. And he said, no, we cannot wear this. I cannot wear, because then I will sit down, I will go. So actually Srila Prabhupada did not like to have casual embroidery of Maha Mantra or Radha Krishna or every, so because we can put them anywhere or sit on them. So he was refusing this. I wanted to mention this. So maybe I can say about, yeah, my friend Gunamai and Malati was there, and they were distributing a lot of books. And when Sankirtan devotees was coming, I was feeling very frustrated because I did not distribute books. I wanted so much to preach, but especially when they come. I was envious of them, but in the good way. It's nice to be envious of something you love to do, the same, because you see they are doing so nice. It's not bad enviousness. So, I was taking Srila Prabhupada's meal, I was giving it to him, and then I thought, this time I'm going to tell him that I want to go in Sankirtan. So I gave his meal, and Srila Prabhupada was eating, and I stepped forward a little, and I started to say, Srila Prabhupada, from now, I want to go out and preach. I want to go in Sankirtan, and I need a truck. And I want to distribute thousands of books. And I will go to Ahmedabad, I will go to Bombay, I will go to Delhi, and I will distribute so many Bhagavad Gita everywhere, and preach to everyone. And Srila Prabhupada was eating and saying nothing, and I was with my hands like these books and this and that. And simply Srila Prabhupada, one moment, he stopped to eat, he looked at me, he said, what's happening to you? He said, you are not feeling well? You are not feeling good with me here in Vrindavan? Let them go. I was astonished, you know, like this. And then I understood that whatever service you do is ultimately is Sankirtan also, you know, and you don't have to want to. And even later, because everything Prabhupada was saying is always expanding, very much expanding, and then always helping, whatever situation there is, big difficulty or anything, is like something, one word of him will fit into that difficulty and will stop me to collapse or to go away or to get, you know, too disturbed like this. It's incredible. So all these things I am telling you is pure Srila Prabhupada, is one way he showed himself to me, and is benefiting because a pure devotee coming from Krishna Loka, just if he doesn't say anything, he purifies the whole world. So if you're next to him, you Of course, I'm not purified. I think I will never be. But still, you feel so much love coming from him, like I was telling you. So then I was and Prabhupada had feelings, you know, very strong feelings. And I was thinking one day, oh, but actually, when he told me, what's happening? You are not feeling well with me anymore. I was thinking, maybe I hurt him, that I want to go, and I was doing some nice service, and he was, you know, like this. So sometimes you forget he's the guru, and you just feel loving exchange. So that's why, because Vaishnav never die, and he's the fondateur of ISKCON. So that's why if we concentrate on him with all our strength and love and everything, this movement will get stronger, and we will be able to welcome better devotees. As it will go, devotees who will come will be better. We are the, I am one of the, he picked me in the street, in the garbage. So devotees who are coming now, they are much, much nicer. So if we make if we hold Prabhupada like this, all of us in the middle of us, and keep him there, it's unbelievable how Krishna will be happy. Because if we love Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is more happy than if we love him, because he works so hard. I am 70, so I see how sometimes tired, pain in the legs, pain in this, pain in that. I didn't want to move actually from my kitchen in the farm and from my house. I mean, when devotee was pushing me, actually he's here, Lakshminath Prabhu, and because he was hearing about Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying that more I hear and more I like to hear, and then he started to think that I had to speak about it, you know. But you don't know, I could not, I was too shy, I was thinking I was nobody, nothing, I was not so well treated there. So I was keeping it to myself and watching in my heart every evening, coming back to Vrindavan and choosing one moment with him. Everything was clear and I would be so happy like this. But he was saying, no, you have to share, and then sometimes getting even heavy, you know. But I could not imagine, and the first time it happened, really, in Radhadesh, with many devotees, I thought I was going to die. Now I think I'm very fortunate, because I can serve you by giving some memories of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, I am benefiting from your mercy. And some more. Krishna. It's difficult today.
A bee bag, something about a bee bag.
No, it doesn't matter.
Krishna and the Mataji.
Okay. Yes. I was, it was an afternoon in Srila Prabhupada's garden here. And so I was sitting. Prabhupada decided to be in the garden, so I sat in the garden with him. And then Tamal Krishna came. And Tamal Krishna sat down And he said, Srila Prabhupada, there is a big problem in ISKCON, and of course, guess what? The woman. So he said, especially women who are not married, who are alone, and more than that, women who are alone without their husband and children. So he said the economy, everything is going down because of that. They cannot do as much service, they cannot go to collect sometime. So I decided that they should live outside the temple. They should manage their own place. So Srila Prabhupada actually, he turned his head and he didn't look at him. And Srila Prabhupada answered, there is no more, I don't know how to say it good, but you will understand. There is no more heavy burden in this world than to be a woman alone and more raising children. No burden is more heavy than that. So, you protect all these women. You let them simply play with their children. Of course, if they want to do some service, they can. Oh, I was understanding that Srila Prabhupada is so compassionate. So many times. Because our leaders, they have hard work to do, much things to manage, so they have to be, practical. Srila Prabhupada will not seem to be practical. So many times, in high demands, you know, in very generous ways, he was the most practical person. But still, sometimes, he would be so generous that he would, so compassionate that it was not of this world. So then Tamakrishna, he again said exactly the same thing. And I was exactly, same word, same thing. But Srila Prabhupada, and he said, and I was astonished because Srila Prabhupada, he also himself repeated exactly what you were saying before. Same word, same... He plays game, you know, of Tamal. And then Tamal, it was not enough. So Tamal, he started again. Srila Prabhupada said, that's enough now. You can go. Like this. So he was very merciful to the ladies. Always. Always.
I told them, no, about the sannyasi and no. But he was saying, just city shows so pretty, so young. No, and sannyasi who looked down, they could not understand.
I'm not sure.
No? Okay. No? Okay.
She doesn't want me to tell you something.
go ahead, now you have to.
now you have to.
No, she's giving her permission. She gave her permission to
you. Huh?
She gave her permission so you can tell her.
I don't know. Actually, Prabhupada told it to sannyasis. So, why not? Huh? Srila Prabhupada was very tricky and teasing. You know, I told you yesterday many stories. So, one time he had many, about eight of them. Bharananda, Gopal Krishna, Tamal, Rishi, Harikesh, GBC Sanyasi was there. And I was busy, coming and going. Then I was at the door And Srila Prabhupada told them, with a smile, he said, Jussi Kishori, she's so young, she's so beautiful, and she's so happy, simply serving me. So the sannyasis, they became very looking on the floor, saying, we cannot look at women, we cannot talk about women, and Srila Prabhupada said, je suis like this. And after, actually, they came out here, and two of them, and it was like, wow, you have so much mercy. Like, Srila Prabhupada was very incredible, you know, how he could say anything he wanted. Anything he wanted. Everybody, the biggest man was feeling like small boys in front of him. And if he did not, then he would say, okay, enough now, go. Like this. I'm sorry, I could not prepare. I was a little late, so I'm...
the other new kid's story.
No,
tell them they're going to think I'm a liar.
No, you're honest now.
Okay.
It's the intention that counts in spiritual life.
So, okay, so I said a vada before, it's very short. So one day Srila Prabhupada asked me at noon, he said, do you know how to make vada? I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, but I didn't know. So, Srila Prabhupada, had told me, sometimes you go, you see, he had told me to not buy anything, you know, that orange juice story. Anything from the market is rotten. But he told me, you go to the market and you watch them, how they make jalebis, how they make everything. And so I thought, okay, tomorrow morning, I go immediately and to see how they make vada. How they make vada. So Prabhupada said, you have rhodal flower? Yes, Srila Prabhupada, but I am not. So I said, okay, I make everything ready, so when he will want the vada, I will make it for him. But then he told me, so you give them to me for breakfast tomorrow morning. And it was very early, so I had no time to go to the market to see. So I managed to go to get some urdal flour, and I managed to make vada. But then he called me immediately, and he said, never make vada anymore for me. Because, and I like, Prabhupada had so beautiful expression, how he talk, how he move his head, everything was wonderful. And he said, it was beautiful, he said, because they shouldn't be light as a cloud. They should not be hard like a rock. Okay. So, don't make it for me anymore. And he was very strong like this. When I make some mistake, he would say, I don't want anymore. But I will not listen. And I will do it still. And it was okay after. So I met him. The next day I went to the market, everything. And he said, yes, it is very, very nice. So one day, one evening, So we had a special darshan very late at night with Bhagavad Gita. And that evening, we were sitting and they were talking. I had given the milk to him with something, because Srila Prabhupada said that we should never drink milk at night without something to eat. He said it was a vehicle, something to go along with the milk so we can digest. So Srila Prabhupada turned to me and he said, "Do you know how to make namkins?" "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, but I never made namkins." And I thought, it's okay. It's very late and he will not ask this for his breakfast, I'm sure. So he said, Srila Prabhupada said, "Do you have a machine to make this namkin?" "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, but I have no machine." And I was sitting. So then he talked again with Bhagavad-ji. I thought, "Oof, I will go get the machine, get the..." Same thing as the Bada. I did not see it coming, you know. So it was late, huh? It was about 10. So I was very happy. "Wow, I'm going to make namkins for him. I'm going to learn and one more service." So then Srila Prabhupada turned to me and he said, "You have this machine here?" "Yes, Srila Prabhupada." "So go and get it. I want to see it." So I stand up and I remember I was, my mouth opened. But I could not stay like this. I had to get the machine which doesn't exist. I was frozen like in that story. I had to do something which I could not do. So I went in the, you know, that kitchen we had, the open kitchen. And I started to run. There was a big fire. And I started to run around looking for that machine. Which I am not, and I didn't know even how it looks. But because I was a cook, I figured out that this namkin, there should be a dough that we could press into holes. And at that moment, I saw some round thing, a quarter, that you fried. Samosas and everything. So I saw a piece of it. And I thought, "Yeah, I'm going to get this." So I tried to take it, but it happened that it was a huge one, like this, in iron, and with a long handle, like this. Huh? Very long. You know that to make for hundreds of people. So I... And I had no time, it was such an hurry. So I start to do like this, and I take it, and when I got it like this, I go, "Oh, so heavy, iron, you know, beaten iron." So still, I managed to put it on my shoulder. It was so heavy. And then I went back in Srila Prabhupada's room. It's that huge thing. So, it was there. And Srila Prabhupada was talking with Bhagavad-ji, then he turned like this and he opened his eyes very big. He said, "Oh, is this your machine?" I said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada." So, then Srila Prabhupada said to me, "You sure you can make these namkins with this machine?" "Oh yes, Srila Prabhupada." So then he talked again with Bagaji. They was talking, I don't know, lightly. Then he turned at me, he said, so, then go and make some for me. Then I stand like this because I don't know how to make it. I didn't know at all, but I am a cook. So I thought, very fast, you know, like 2,000 miles an hour my mind was running. There is something I experienced when I lied to Prabhupada, that the mind was going very speedy. Okay. So, I lie only because I wanted to do these things for him. That's all. I thought if I don't know how to do it, someone else will know how to do it, and then I will not be able to do it. So I have to say, I know how to do it. So, then I thought very fast, he has to tell me the recipe, but I have to trick him. He should not understand that he is giving me the recipe. So,
very intelligent.
No, it was a surviving. So then I made myself as sweet as possible, small as possible, and I approached him very, very close. He was sitting there. Big, big smile. Srila Prabhupada. And I thought there must be three kinds of flour. Meda, wheat flour, or besan. So I said, Srila Prabhupada, actually, how do you like this namkin? You prefer besan, wheat flour, or meda? Prabhupada looked at me. He said, besan. Of course, it's always made of besan. Then I saw the spices. So I said, you like it with ajwan or with cumin, maybe? Ajwan, Prabhupada said. Ah, so he's giving me the recipe. And he doesn't know. I said, Srila Prabhupada, maybe I should put some haldi. Yes. And Prabhupada started to talk again with Bagaji, and I said, maybe you like it with some chili inside. Make it, you like chili. Yes, the Prabhupada said. So then I was very happy, and I was 100% sure that he gave me the recipe. He did not understand it, and he stays like this always. Then I told him, you like them big or small? But I had only one way to do it with my machine anyway. So I went and I managed to, I was sweating, I didn't know if it had to be raining the dough or not. But it managed that it was, he liked it very much. So. You want to
about the
Gurukula land?
Yeah.
Wow, that's special.
It is.
You don't know?
No, I heard about it. I told her.
Well, no, I don't know.
No, please.
I can see you very attached to me and everything.
So what? No.
Okay. No, because he told Prabhupada.
I'll tell you what I know, and she can correct me because it's hearsay.
But when we heard Kishori was coming, we got really, really excited. I met her in 76 at Bhagatji's, actually. And so I was telling everybody, do you know this Gurukula land? Now, Bhagatji was an old gentleman who didn't have any sons, daughters, anybody else to leave the family gold to. He didn't have any more relatives to, and he had the legacy of the family gold, all the jewels. And Kishore was just...
Good, better still, here.
No, go on. Okay, this is what I heard. She's going to correct. This is really excellent. So he, because Kishore was just like his daughter, and on so many occasions, Kishore was saved by Bhagatji. You want to tell that story about when you ran and you were hiding that story at Bhagatji's? Bhagatji, on many occasions, was her champion, and he came to her rescue and negotiated her out of trouble. But better still, he gifted her with all of this wonderful gold, and she immediately took it to Srila Prabhupada, precious, precious jewels. She immediately took it and gave all of it to Srila Prabhupada.
No.
Nope. Okay, well, we're going to hear the real thing.
Yeah, because, okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, always.
Okay, good.
So, actually, I invasion. Invaded Bhagatji house. I was, so I started really, he didn't know much Srila Prabhupada. Yamuna had gone to me, and little bit, but I invaded his house, and I started to manage him. Totally. I would say, don't read this book, don't read that book. I will take his book away. No, you cannot read Tulsi book. We have to read Vamilki book. And I will put Srila Prabhupada books instead of his books, like this. And he started to be so attached to Srila Prabhupada. And he got very, very attached to my family. And actually, one day, I was sitting with him in Srila Prabhupada's room. And I became quite embarrassed because he was going like this. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, what can I do? I am so attached to this Kishore. But it sounds a little, strange. And Srila Prabhupada was smiling. And he said to him, what can you do, Bhagatji? You have to tolerate. This is coming from the past life. So then he was helping us, helping, serving Prabhupada. And he actually realized that Srila Prabhupada was different than anyone in this world. It was incredible. He was always telling me, himself, oh yes, but Prabhupada is something. Prabhupada will not preach to him, and he will take him as a friend. But he was very, very wonderful devotee. So, a Brijbasi, he was from Aligarh, a rich farmer. He was initiated by a preacher, but he had left his body already. So, one day, he called me, and he said, go in this cupboard. So I went into the cupboard, and there was many boxes. He said, go in the boxes. And there was another box, like that. And then it was a bundle, like this. And then he said, come to sit. Then he opened the bundle, and there was crowns, bangles, gold, pure gold, and precious stones, some rubies, but all like villagers, but real stone, real things. And then he took some crown like this, and he wanted to put it on my head. Rani, he was saying, it's for you. I give this all to you. I said, where does this come from? I was not attracted at all. I said, but where this is coming from? Then he told me that actually, because he was a rich farmer, villagers will come and they will sometimes take some money and leave jewelry. Like but no interest. Just to help them. But sometimes they will not be able to give back the money. So then the jewelry was staying there. And I remember I went,
so much karma. He looked at me. He said, but this is very beautiful. And then again, my mind went very fast for service to Srila Prabhupada. And I said, wow, Srila Prabhupada needs money for the Gurukula. So I told Bagaji, I said you don't want my to be separated from Bhakti Kishori. You don't want her to go to Bombay and then I will go also. So I have a very good idea. Srila Prabhupada wants to make a Gurukul. So let's go to the market immediately and we are going to sell the jewelry. So he was amazed, you know. He said, it's too hot now, something like that. I said, so tomorrow morning, first hour, we go. So the next morning, we went to the market. He sold all the jewelry. And this I will tell Prabhupada because then we come back. He had big money. And I said, come, we go to Srila Prabhupada. It was here. And I go in the corridor with him. I open the door and I push him and I close the door. Because I didn't want to take something of his service, you know. I wanted him to have it all. So Prabhupada never knew that actually I was a little bit of a tool for this Lakshmi, for the Gurukul. So I will tell him in the book.
You can tell him?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we knew. We remembered.
Yeah? Okay.
We forgot about that.
No?
Oh, tell the story about how you were telling how you went running. He went running to, and you were hiding, and he had to come negotiate for you.
It's a long story. Yeah? Okay, Miss Marari.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good teaching.
Yeah.
Very good teaching. It helped me. But they heard it already. It's okay? Okay.
Only half of us heard it, and they didn't hear it at all. It's nice to hear it the second time.
Okay.
It's wonderful that you're there. Yeah. She talked tomorrow. We can sit and make a list. I think
she
has a whole list here in the book.
Yeah, but if I have to talk tomorrow, then I will be prepared.
Will you tomorrow again?
I will be prepared.
She
yeah.
She will be prepared tomorrow.
Tomorrow
she'll sit and have a list.
Yeah, other things.
Yeah.
So it was a festival. And Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan, he was managing practically everything. So this festival, I was in charge of cooking for the deities. And Smara Hari, he was in charge of... I am not sitting. And Smara Hari, he was in charge of cooking for devotees. And he had a mountain of potatoes. And I just wanted 4 or 5 potatoes for Krishna. And he didn't want to give it to me. So we had a little fight. But I got my potatoes. And I was going to the kitchen. And Smara Hari was temperamental, we say, in English?
Yeah, temperamental.
Huh? Yeah?
Temperamental.
Okay. So when I was going through Prabhupada's house with my potato, very happy, so Brahmananda, he called me. He said, Kishori, come. You know, one devotee, just Srila Prabhupada was asking about Smara Hari, where he is, what he is doing, because Prabhupada wanted to check how the cooking was going on for the devotees. Then one other devotee told Prabhupada, oh, Smara Hari, he has been kicked out of the temple by Kishori. said to Ramananda, "What? It's not true." I said, "What Srila Prabhupada said?" And Ramananda said, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada said, what? Kishori, she kicked out Mahari of the temple? A woman?" So then I collapsed totally. I thought my life is finished. I can never meet Srila Prabhupada face to face, because I noticed always that Srila Prabhupada was very, very sweet and kind, affectionate, everything with the ladies. But he loved his men to be strong and to be ahead. That always. I so many things I could tell you. Always. So I was ashamed, feeling ashamed. So then I rushed to Bhagatji's house and I cried to him. "Bhagatji, this is horrible. What they did to me," somebody said, like this. "I can never go in Prabhupada, in front of Prabhupada again. What I will look like." So then I ran into one of his rooms and I said, "I'm just going to sleep forever." And I took a blanket, put it over my head, and I stand like this. And Bhagatji became very agitated because he was very attached to me. So he wanted to protect me. "Oh," he said, "this is not possible. How could they lie like this? So I'm going to see Srila Prabhupada and I'm going to defend you. Don't worry. Wait for me." So I was happy that he goes to see Srila Prabhupada. So he went with his cane. He was old and he was walking like this. And he went to Srila Prabhupada. And actually I was not sleeping. I was just waiting to hear the door open and what Prabhupada would have said. So then, maybe quite a long time, 3/4 of an hour or so, I hear the door open, and, you know, Brij Basi, like this. And he was knocking the floor with his cane. "Kishori, oh Kishori, stand up. Stand up, get out of this maya." And then he came to the room, and he beat me with his cane. That I remember.
Really hard or softly?
Quite hard.
Ooh.
So I stand up very quickly. And he said, "Come, come, don't worry, don't worry. Srila Prabhupada told me, I can never be against Kishori. Bring her to me. I make her all right in 2 minutes. Wow. I was in my best of form. And I thought, wow, he only understands me, no one else in this world. Now I'm going to tell him everything, how hard it is, how difficult it is, how unjust it is sometimes, how this and that. And I really thought that when I will come to Srila Prabhupada, he will go, "Oh, Kishori, don't worry. I am with you. I understand you. Don't worry. They are so bad to you." So I was going that way to Srila Prabhupada's house. So on the way, I was becoming more and more sure of myself. So then when we came to Srila Prabhupada's house, Srila Prabhupada was not in the room. So it was like we had to sit down and wait. So I saw Bhagatji becoming a little nervous, actually. He was going like this. And me, I start to shrink, like. I thought, what am I doing here? For some potatoes. And Srila Prabhupada came back like my spiritual master to me. And I thought, I'm going to disturb him with a potato story. And I started to feel, you know, that I could not even swallow anymore. And Srila Prabhupada took like 10 minutes to come. And those 10 minutes was like my whole life or something like that, becoming like this. And actually, although I was hoping that Srila Prabhupada would come and would be very sweet to me, I felt something was wrong. Then Srila Prabhupada came in. And I was remembering with Tamal, because he did not look at me. And immediately, he started to speak with a very loud voice. And that was terrible for me, when he met this voice. And he said, so I was expecting, oh, don't worry. But he said, what is this? Agreement, disagreement, what does it mean? Very strong. So then he came and he sat down. He was standing when he was saying that. And his face was very grave. And he sat down. And I could not say anything. Then Srila Prabhupada said to me, now you are sitting on the lap of Krishna. But if you don't learn how to become tolerant, you will never make it in spiritual life. Very grave, like this. Then Srila Prabhupada, he took the pen, he was like this. I said he took the pen because having such a great spiritual master, having so much to do, and preaching like this to a very idiot girl. So he stand up like this, he sit like this, and he joined his hand like this. I can never forget. And he went like swimming. And he did, you have to go like this.
She's bowing down for everybody in Radio Land.
Huh? Explain the position that, like this. That
yeah,
probably
that one thing. You have to go like very, very down. You have to go like this in spiritual life. Otherwise, you never make it. So, later on, I understood the gift they gave me that day, because that saved me so many times. But that moment, I did not understand, really. I just hear. Then he said the prayer.
You said the prayer?
Yes. He said that prayer. And he said to me, my spiritual master is wearing this prayer like a garland around his neck. Then he told, but you see, I was in my little world. I was so, I don't know why I was with Srila Prabhupada like this. I was my so teeny world. Only thing was counting is that I cook, I clean, I was with him, and that's all. I was full with that. And he started to tell Bhagavad, preach to him, Bhagavad. And the only teaching I got that day was that, wow, now he's never going to preach to me anymore, and he gives me to Bhagavad-ji. That was so stupid. So then I left, and I went to my friend Malati and Gunamayi, and they asked me always, you know, what Prabhupada said, like this. And then I told Gunamayi, please run to the market, get some ink and some needle. Because Srila Prabhupada told that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, his spiritual master, wear this prayer like a garland. So I want to have it around my neck. So I will never forget. And so she went, she was a painter. And then Malati and Palikar, they also get. And then she stayed very late at night, because I said, tomorrow morning I want to show Srila Prabhupada. So the next morning, actually I don't look in the mirror, but it was horrible looking. It was like bloody and crushed and horrible. So I gave Srila Prabhupada breakfast, and then he was eating, and I waited a little bit, and I went dramatically like this. I said, look, Srila Prabhupada, you tell me, you spiritual master, wear this prayer. And I told him the prayer as a garland around his neck. So I did it also. And I show him, and you see, this is staying like this. And tattoo, big tattoo. And it was so not nice, and Prabhupada was eating, you know. Prabhupada looked like this, and he went, And I felt so stupid, actually. And that is after that the next day, Srila Prabhupada, he stand in front of me, he looked at me, and he said, never jump out this boat, even if it is very dangy.
Never what?
Never jump out this boat, means this con. Even if it is very tangy, because it's worse out there.
What's tangy?
Tangy, like
this.
Huh? How you say?
Stormy.
Okay. Something. He said, because it is worse out there. Like this. So, so words like this of the spiritual master, it keeps you forever, actually. Even you're ready to jump, I don't know where, when it's big difficulty, all that, but it holds you. Those time, more and more the years was going, more and more I realized that, but he gave me a gift forever. And if he had pat me and be sweet to me, maybe I would be nowhere today. So...
What year was the year that the potato store was Marhart?
Quoi?
What year was the potato store
that was in Marhart? What, the potato store?
What year?
I don't know.
Was it before the open?
Was it open, the temple? I don't know. I was not living, I don't know, chronologically, I am not good. I'm sorry.
Mara Hari showed up in Nepal at one point.
Huh?
Mara Hari came to Nepal at one point.
Oh, but Mara, actually I met Mara Hari with Johnny's, Yellow Fever, everything. Completely like this in the yard, because we had no electricity, no sweet water. We did a well, but it was salty water, and we had huts to sleep. Srila Prabhupada slept in a hut once, and Smara Hari was very sick. So that was after. Maybe. Yeah, so the temple was there. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does anybody have any questions?
No, they want to hear more. I am little...
Well, it's after 7. So it's 7:10. Mm-hmm. You're complete for today. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow you'll talk.
So. Okay. So tomorrow again, we'll have Kishori speak about the glories of Srila Prabhupada, pleasing Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.